goodbye and thanks. Yeah, I always like hearing from you too. And don't forget, call me again and soon. Goodbye. I had just finished talking with my latest client. I work at home, you see. I'm a phone sex operator. And the guy who I just talked to and gotten off is a regular. I enjoy talking to him. He's extra filthy, and he always wants kinky stuff. What can I say? I love hearing guys moan as they come for me. It's a turn-on for me. Anyway, in this latest call, he wanted me to be his mommy and to suck his big young cock and then to have him fuck my married mommy cunt. It was fun. I'm a kinky woman, and I often finger fuck my cunt when I'm on the phone with clients. I'm a normal woman, so of course I get off talking dirty. I thought I was home alone. But as I hung up the phone, I turned and saw my son Toby was standing behind me with his friend Lenny. Fuck! I'd just been caught being a slut and being filthy by my son and his friend. My son said, Mom, what was that all about? You were saying lots of filthy things about me and saying you wanted to fuck me. Who were you talking to? Fuck, fuck, fuck. I was busted. I suppose the only thing to do was to explain to my son why I was saying the things he heard. So I told my son I did some phone sex work because his dad didn't earn enough money and we needed the extra cash. His friend Lenny was also listening and seemed excited. His face was all red and I could see a cock bulge in his pants. Teenagers get horny over anything, and I'm a sexy, good-looking woman, so I thought that was just normal. That was until the next day. When my son came home from school, he looked worried, and he said, Mom, I have a big problem.
Oh, baby, what's the matter, honey?
He told me his friend was blackmailing him over me doing phone sex. He was going to tell the other boys at school that he heard me saying I wanted my son to plow my horny cunt.
Oh, baby, I'm so sorry. How much does he want to be quiet and say nothing?
Turns out he didn't want any money. What he wanted was a free phone call from me talking dirty to him.
Baby, that's easy to fix. Tell him I'll do it, but he needs to promise not to tell anyone.
Thanks, Mom. I'll call him right now and tell him you agree.
I figured that since I did phone sex with other men anyway, what was one more client, even though it would be a freebie, and he was just a kid. I took the phone from my son once he got his friend Lenny the blackmailer on the line, and I asked Lenny what he wanted to hear me say to him. He said he always wanted to fuck a MILF, and he thought I was super sexy. So I told him that I thought he was super cute and had always liked him, which was true. Then I asked him how big his cock was and if he wanted me to suck him off. I was telling him how much I love sucking cock and how I bet he had a very suckable cock. Then I told him how, if he were here with me right now, how I would take his cock in my hand and wrap my fingers around his shaft and how I would lean down and blow my hot breath on it. And how I would lick the head. And lick his shaft. And how I would cup his balls as I was stroking his cock. And then how I would take the head into my mouth and start sucking it. Like this. And how sucking cock always made my snatch wet. I told him how I was finger fucking my wet cunt as I was talking to him and how I was going to come. I could hear him breathing hard over the phone and he was saying how he loved my big tits. I told him they're very sensitive and how they love being touched and fondled and cupped and squeezed and mauled, and how I loved having my nipples sucked. Then I started sucking my own nipples, and I told him about it. Then I was totally taken by surprise when he said, "Is Toby still there?" I'd forgotten about my son, and when I looked around, I saw he was indeed still here, and he was playing with his prick through his jeans. What the fuck had I gotten myself into? So I said, "Yes, Toby's still here. Why do you want to know?" "You want my son to suck my tits? Oh, no, Lenny, I can't do that." And Lenny said, "Do it, or the deal is off." Fuck! What was a mother to do? So I said, okay, I'll do it. And so I took my bra all the way off and freed my big fat tits and told my son to suck them. And he wasted no time. And soon he was squeezing my tits and sucking hard on my nipples. I told my son to suck hard and loud so Lenny could hear. I was telling Lenny how wet my cunt was from my tits getting sucked, and he asked if I was still finger-fucking my gash. Of course I was still finger-fucking. I was horny, and I was talking filthy to a young guy while my son sucked my tits. Then Lenny told me to stop playing with my twat and to get my son to finger-fuck me. I said, "No, Lenny, no, that's too much. I can't do that." But I was reminded that no finger-fucking, no deal. So I asked Toby if he wanted to do what Lenny said, which was a silly question. Of course he wanted to finger-bang his mom. Things were out of control. Some boy on the phone had me talking filthy dirty to him while my son was finger-fucking my cunt and sucked in my tits, and I was fucking loving it. I wanted to come so bad. Mm-hmm. My cunt was soaking wet, and I was sucking in my finger. Mm-hmm. And making cock-sucking sounds. When Lenny said, "Stop pretending to suck a cock. Do it for real." My horny cunt was taking over my brain, so I said to my son, "Come up here, Tony. I want you to stick your cock in my mouth so I can suck it, and then Lenny can hear me sucking it." And like a good mom, he soon had his cock fucking my face. My son had his prick deep in my throat, and I was choking and gagging on it. And Lenny didn't like that. He wanted me to say filthy things to him over the phone, and I couldn't talk with my mouth full because my son was fucking my throat. I had to have him fuck my cunt instead. I suppose I've done everything else, so having my son railing my fuckhole was logical. "Come on, baby. Fuck mommy's cunt." I know it's terrible for me to tell my son to plow my wet fuckhole, but I was horny. Plus, we could always blame everything on Lenny, the blackmailer. So I guided my son's prick into my cunt, and I was surprised. He had a big cock for a young boy. As I felt him bottom out in my twat, I moaned and told him that his meat was bigger than his dad's. Oh, God, that feels so good. Oh, yeah, Toby. Oh, I love it. I love feeling your cock inside your mommy's wet fuckhole. Oh, yeah, baby. Yeah.
Lenny said, "Don't stop talking. I want you to tell me everything." So I told him how big my son's cock was and how it was filling me up so good and how fucking,
how he was fucking my cunt so good and how it felt so good. My son was pumping my cunt really deep and his balls were slapping on my taint and my ass. Mom, he said, I'm going to come. I need to come, Mom. And I was about to come as well. Lenny was yelling in the phone about how he wanted to watch. But I thought that's a fucking dumb thing to say. He can't watch. Why am I talking to him on the phone? So I started to milk the spunk out of my son's cock with my cunt muscles. And as he was unloading and filling my cunt with cum, I came too. And it felt so good to cum on my son's cock. Oh, yeah. There I was, laying on the floor with my son's spunk seeping out of my snatch, along with my cunt cream, when my son started to laugh. I was confused. Why was he laughing? When suddenly his friend Lenny appeared. What the fuck is going on, guys? I asked my son, and he told me they both agreed that I was a sexy MILF, and they both wanted to fuck me, and so they made up a plan. The plan was to pretend to blackmail me.
Please, Mom, don't be angry. It was just that you're so sexy.
Oh, I should have been angry. But my husband hasn't been fucking me lately, and I'm always horny, but we're talking to all these guys over the phone and everything, and my son fucking me did make me come. I loved having a real cock in my snatch again. I kind of liked the idea that I'd turn these youngsters on and that they thought I was hot and sexy. So I smiled and said, it's okay, fellas. I'm not angry. But what else have you boys planned? My son asked if I was fuck his friend and then fuck him again. Lenny's cock was hard. He'd probably been stroking it while he listened to me talk dirty to him over the phone. And so I told him to strip. And when he did, I got a good look at his cock. And it was nearly as big as my son's. I told him that I wanted to touch his cock, to feel it in my hands, to lick the pre-cum from his tip. And then to have him lay on top of me so I could guide his prick into my sloppy, cum-filled fuck shoot. And as he was fucking my cunt, I decided to get my son hard again. So I told him to stop watching Lenny fuck his mama and to get his cock over here so I could suck it hard. I didn't have to ask him twice. And I started licking and sucking and slurping my son's cock. Fuck, I love young cock, especially when it's still wet with my cunt juice and my cum. While he was fucking me, Lenny confessed that I was his first fuck. Wow, I just fucked a virgin. I stopped sucking my son's prick for a second and asked him if I was his first piece of cunt too. And he said, yes. Wow, I just been fucked by two virgins, and I loved it. My son resumed fucking my face again while Lenny was fucking my cunt. And then Lenny shouted that he was about to come, and I could feel him shoot his load inside me, and that set my son off, and he started coming too. I had one in my throat and one in my snatch, which made my cunt come again. It felt so good, coming on one cock while swallowing my son's jizz. That afternoon, they both took turns on railing my fuckhole and using my mouth, and we all came multiple times. I was able to teach them many things about fucking, and I'm pleased that they're both quick learners and loved me being a filthy talking MILF. They both wanted to fuck me often, and then they're planning on coming here tomorrow and plow my filthy cunt again. My son loves me being a cum-dump cunt, and he and his friend both listened to me doing a phone sex call and talk filthy to some guy. That gave them both hard-ons, and my son wants to fuck me while I'm talking dirty to some stranger. I like that idea. It's good to know my son is as kinky and dirty as I am. The phone sex call they heard was a caller wanting me to talk about gangbang fucking. Yup, that turned them on. And you can guess what they suggested. They want this dirty talking MILF to be their cum-dump
slut and to watch me getting gang-fucked by some young friends. I'm thinking these two virgins used my fuck chute and mouth lots, and I came so many times. They must have blabbed at school because lots of their friends want what they had too. And I can see that I'm going to be a busy mommy with a gangbang cunt, and I'm fucking loving it.